Blog Talk Radio.
Special guest that's hanging out on in the winds there, ladies and ready to come on to the network. Hey, this is Power Connections with Dr. Kevin Vaughn on the network, ladies and gentlemen. We are worldwide. We thank everybody who's joining us out there to thank you for joining us today and be a part of the network. As a matter of fact, no matter what part of the globe, we'll talk about all four corners of the earth, ladies and gentlemen, right now through the internet. So thank you so much. Hey, this is Power Connections. Yeah, wonderful, wonderful guest, ladies and gentlemen, coming up is Mr. Deborah J. Emery, brand ambassador for Trip Rides. Can't wait to hear more about that. And for those who are listening, the spelling of Trip is T-R-Y-P, Rides. That's Trip Rides, T-R-Y-P, Rides.com. That's the website. So we're going to hear more about that in a little bit, but we're excited about her being with us today. And we also thank God for her being with us and taking some time out for us as well. All right. Hey, one thing we got to do, guys, we're going to switch up a little bit here and break this down a little bit here and introduce Deborah really nicely. I know I finally was able to get to my email and I got her email for me. So we're going to make sure we introduce her right. But, guys, we're going to bring her in with some powerful music that she likes. So we're going to start it off real quickly with one of her favorite intro music. But real quickly, Miss Deborah J. Emery's coming up real fast, ladies and gentlemen. She's brand ambassador for Trip Rides. Her bio, originally from Chicago. Oh, man, that's serious right there. Lived in New Jersey and California. Wow, she definitely is a survivor. Chicago, New Jersey, and California. I love it. Worked in the travel industry for a number of years. Traveled extensively. Favorite places in St. Thomas and the Virgin Islands and Hong Kong. Wow, sports, bowling, and anything with water. I love it. Have to check you out on your bowling there later on, Miss Emery, see if you can bowl real good. Member of the Antioch Baptist Church North, Pastor Kenneth L. Alexander. We shout out to our pastors right now. Pastor Kenneth L. Alexander, also a member of Antioch's Christian Entrepreneur Ministry. Amen. Has labored in the field of entrepreneurship for a number of years with some success and some not, right? That's all part of the journey. But what she does, she always better to be a captain of your own ship, right? Be an entrepreneur. The seas are not always smooth, but you set your own course. Amen. And which leads us to why she is excited about talking to us today, this evening. Independent brand ambassador for Trip. That's T-R-Y-P Technologies, a software company that has partnered with Rideshare, multi-billion-dollar industry, to disrupt this disruptors. I love it. The disruptors. I love it. We have the team has identified some pain points in the industry and have addressed them aggressively. This is her lead project, is to making it better and better for you, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I want you guys to put your hands together as I open up the mics there for Mr. Bora Emery. Mr. Bora, what's up? You are the eye of the tiger tonight, my dear. Love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kevin. Thank you for having me on the show this evening. I'm extremely excited to be in front of your audience, to be able to give some information out about a new rideshare program that is exploding across the country. We're just so super excited. We want Atlanta to be the first hit on the map. We're in a soft launch right now, but we're moving forward. I've got some things cooking and popping in the Chicago area that is going to rip it wide open in that location. So we're just extremely excited to be able to put something on the map that's going to make a difference for not only the driver, but for the rider as well. And also make it available for someone to be a true business owner and be able to collect all the benefits that are bestowed a business owner. Tax break.
There you go. I love it. That's right. That's right. I love it. And you're going to learn a few things tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We're hosting Deborah Emery, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. So thank you so much, Deborah, for joining us tonight on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. And Deborah is going to bring you up to speed, guys. Get your pen and paper out. Get ready to hit that website, get more information from Deborah on this wonderful brand that's hitting the world circuit, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to disrupt the disruptors. I love that. She's going to make a difference to everybody she touches as well. So I'm so excited about that. Well, Deborah, I tell you, the one thing we like to do is tell us a little bit about you that everybody don't know. We want to know where you were born and raised and how your family's doing and what's your dreams and goals and all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
tell us a little bit about you.
Okay, well, Kevin, I know you had originally gave me an hour, and I took it back, but we might need 2 hours if I go through all that.
I understand. I understand. Whatever we got to do. That's what's good about owning the network. You know, you got your own time.
I know. Well, I was born in Chicago, Illinois, and I was born on the south side of Chicago. My background comes from, well, actually, I should say my playground was Lake Michigan when I was growing up. So we lived about 8 blocks from the lake.
That looks like an ocean.
All of our activity, like an ocean.
Wow.
Yeah, people are amazed when they come to Chicago because they see that lake, you know, and they're not used to a lake looking like an ocean.
Get that right, because if you didn't know any better, you would think you're in the wrong part of the world there. Yeah,
exactly, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, all my, you know, teenage years were in the parks on Preparatory Point and dealing with, you know, all things fun in the summertime and laying out in the park and just, you know, having a good time. You know, growing up in that time, in that era, was a lot different now, and it was a lot laid back. And we were like 4 blocks from the Museum of Science and Industry, so we had all of that to our background. And then we were in the High Park District. We were just probably about 15 minutes from downtown, where we had the Shedd Aquarium and the Natural History Museum, the Natural Art Museum. So Chicago is a wonderful place. Everybody thinks about Chicago as being so cold, so frigid, and in the wintertime, and how can you live there? But when you see those sail ships out on the lake in the summertime and you feel that cool breeze across your face and you see the wind blowing in the trees, it's nothing like Chicago in the summertime.
You got that right. I believe that 1,000%. And what about that seafood? I know you had some good seafood up there, didn't you?
Seafood is good, but the pizza is better.
I love it. I love it. That's great.
We love some pizza in Chicago. So, you know, with that being said, you know, having spent my summers in Chicago and then, you know, I was fortunate enough to be my family, you know, afforded everything to us that we could to be able to have exposure. And I think this is what we need today. We need to have exposure. And with that being said, you know, we went to camps in the summertime and we were exposed to horseback riding, ice skating, all the things that people do. So you can have a conversation with one another. And that's what we need nowadays, Kevin.
Yeah,
we need to have a conversation with one another so we can understand a person's heart. Because without knowing that, we don't know how to treat one another. So when you have a commonality, I connected with a gentleman that's going to be very instrumental in our rideshare program yesterday. And we've never met. But we crossed paths on the same mental agility because he lived on the south side. He went to some of the same locations I did growing up. you know, our paths crossed mentally, and I think he ended the conversation by saying, you know, I know you and never met you. Okay,
right.
And that was powerful, and I think that's where we all need to go right now,
mm-hmm.
is that we need
mm-hmm.
to know one another without having met a person because of the experiences that we both
yeah.
share, and that way we have a common ground. So I'm just excited to be able
yeah,
to have
man.
My goals, to be able to share with other people what I'm about to share with your audience this evening,
yes.
so they can make a plan. We have to make a
mm-hmm.
plan. Every day,
mm-hmm.
you know, as we get older, we don't have the excitement of Christmas Eve that much anymore,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
when you have something in your basket that you can
mm-hmm.
work toward and
yes,
you
ma'am.
Can think about and you can be excited about, it's like Christmas
mm-hmm.
Eve every day, and that radiates out to the next person, okay?
Yes, it does.
And
yes.
the next person catches that fire. And so we need
mm-hmm.
that fire. We need to fan it. We need to blow on
yep.
it. We need to pump it up because we need to all join as one. We had Law Day at our church, Antioch Baptist North, on Cameron Adams Sander Drive, and Judge Hatcher was there. And she was
wow.
our guest speaker. Yeah, she was so
yeah.
powerful. And the tone of her whole speech to us today was that we need to rewrite our history. We need
Come on
to
now.
Rewrite our history.
That's right.
So, you know, I'm just on fire from hearing her, from what I have underneath
yeah.
my belt, what I'm getting ready to spill over to your people so
I
they can catch
it.
This fire, and
Woo-hoo.
We can run and lock Woo-hoo. Arms together and make it happen, Kevin.
Absolutely, and we're going to do that, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, this is Power Connections with Deborah Emery, ladies and gentlemen, brand ambassador for Trip Rides. That's T-R-Y-P, rides.com. Guys, want you to hit that up and put that on your social media right now. Well, I tell you, Deborah, let's get right into it because we are here to take a trip. I love it. And we're excited about hearing what you have to tell us today. I noticed you love travel, so it's apropos that you're in the travel business again. I love it. Isn't that wonderful?
It is. My path right now, Kevin, has just been so God-sent, and I'm going to say
yes,
it
ma'am.
Is a divine mission because
yes,
I'm approaching it that way because everything leads to a point in your life where you feel like you know you are in control of what you
yeah.
need to do
yeah.
now.
Mm-hmm.
So at that, you know, with that being said, being in travel over a number of years, I've been exposed to a lot of things. I've been around
mm-hmm.
the world several times. I've seen
mm-hmm.
other attitudes and had different conversations. So, you know, when people talk with me, it's important for me to listen to them because I need to know their experience about something. So
mm-hmm.
My goal attaining in this particular project that we're on right now is to be able to have the capital to expose others, to give back to others, definitely my church, my family, and also,
yeah.
you know, be a philanthropist to others individuals
Absolutely.
For that exposure. So we have
yeah.
to do that for our people. And
Absolutely.
Because of what Trip is going to do for me, and I'm
mm-hmm.
taking this serious. I am taking
yeah.
it very serious. We talked
yeah.
about the fact that Trip Rides, and we got to remember where we came from. And, you know, I may be dating myself, but, you know, I came from a rotary phone, okay, to a princess phone. And then we came to the beeper age. And after the beeper
mm-hmm.
age, we came to the flip phone age.
Mm-hmm.
And from the flip phone age, we came to, you know, the flat screen. And then we had the BlackBerry, the BlueBerry. And the greenberry, however you want to say it.
Exactly.
And then we came to the smartphone technology, and then we had video phones, which were desktop. Now we can see the person in the palm of our hand. Can you imagine that, Kevin?
I know it.
You
yeah,
can
something.
See
yeah.
in the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
So with that being said, technology changes every
yeah.
90
yep.
days, all right?
Yep.
And we
yep.
have to change our pattern of thought. Just as quickly. We cannot say that we want to move forward in technology and be financially stable by using it if we get stuck in the
mm-hmm.
same thinking pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So we have got to change our thinking pattern as to what we need to look at. Now, here's for an example. If I made rocket fuel and sold rocket fuel, I'd be a millionaire. All right?
Yeah.
But how
yeah.
many people do I know that have a jet, Kevin? How many people do I
customers.
Know? So, you know, my pattern of thought process needs to go towards something that is going to be meaningful in the community, and that there's a trend. Now, here's our trend. All right.
Yeah.
In 2009, Uber came on the scene, and nobody knew what Uber was. I mean, Uber.
Nope.
I mean, I couldn't even say it for a while. Okay.
Right, exactly,
and
yeah.
when we were raised, our parents says, "Don't talk to strangers. Don't talk to strangers."
Mm-hmm,
all right.
Mm-hmm,
and then
mm-hmm.
they said, "You didn't go with a stranger anywhere. You know, if they tried to whisk you in a car, you like, you know, you tell somebody and let them know." But now we're calling strangers up on the phone, and we're getting in the car with them, and we're taking a ride.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So our pattern of thought has changed at that point. So with that being said, Uber set the tone. They take nothing from Uber. The pattern is out there. The business model is out there. Right after that came Lyft. Uber came out in 2009. Lyft came out in 2012. So that pattern was established. So when you get a pattern of things that are established, and you're getting technology changing every 90 days, then you need to take a look at what's writing on the wall. So with that being said, Lyft went public, I believe, the 29th of March for something like $2.5 billion. Okay, billion dollars. All right.
Yeah.
Now, I believe Uber is looking at the market about midsummer for their IPO is looking at starting at $121 billion. Billion dollars. Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
also understanding that these two companies haven't been in a real profit zone. Okay. So they have lost money down through the years. But now here we got Trip coming along, and what they've done, they have not disturbed the business model. Because why? The billion-dollar business model was working. Why are we going to disrupt something like that? All right.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're actually done is take a look at some of the pain points that the other two companies, and one of those primarily was the fees that were being charged the drivers. Now the drivers made the companies. They made the companies. Now, are they going to be offered some of that stock? You know, I'm sure they will, but at what price? I believe Lyft was offering theirs at $72 a share. It started at 80 and it dropped down to 60 and back up to 72, which is well and good. But these guys are out here beating the pavement, you know, 24/7 almost to make a decent living. All right. So with that being said, on another note, they don't know how much the whole fare is. Some of them being checked 60%, some of them 70, some 75. So at the end of the day, they're making just over broke, okay?
Just over broke. Yeah.
And so what Trip has done is identified that serious pain point. We will be offering the driver 100% of the ride, the cancellation, the wait, and the tip. Okay.
Wow.
This is unheard of in the industry.
Wow, that's awesome.
And that's powerful, Kevin. It's powerful. And the next question I always get, Kevin, I always get this question. Well, how do you make money? How do you make money? You know. Well, thing is, Kevin, the whole thing is that you got to remember, and here's that think out the box philosophy again. I want my I want my audience and your audience to stay with me here on this.
Yes.
Trip is actually a software technology company. They are dealing in the software that the driver needs to run his keyword own business. All right? He will be subscribing to the software on a monthly basis for all the perks that go along with it, like the advertisement, the riders that are getting all swooed in with different promotional programs. So he will be able to book his business according to his schedule and his time. All right. The rider will pick up a benefit because they will be able to request the same driver each time.
Wow.
So that means that if the driver can set his appointments to pick up Mary at 8 o'clock in the Monday on Monday morning and Bobby at 2 o'clock on Tuesday, he knows when he's going to be out there driving and he knows how much money he's pulling in. All right.
Yeah.
Now
powerful.
His payment when that person gets out of the car, That ride trip goes right into his merchant account. Now, this is another thing that's unheard of because, I mean, once you clear any security background checks, you're given a merchant account. Okay, now in the day, it costs big bucks. I had a brick and mortar health food store, and it was big bucks to have collateral to get a merchant account. All right, so that's serious right there. Now, with the driver there again, he's going to be able to accommodate other individuals, such as they can request a driver that would have ambulatory accommodations for wheelchairs and walkers.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They can also request a driver that has a car seat for young children.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. So with these nuances that we're bringing to the marketplace, then they're going to be able to be looked upon as premium, all right, drivers.
Yeah.
So we're bringing rideshare excellence to another height, to excellence in rideshare.
Absolutely.
Because why? Our customer is the driver. Now, here's the key. Here's the key.
Yeah.
Here's the topper.
Mm-hmm.
From day one. All right, at a certain point in our program, the driver will also be given stock in the company from day one as a driver influencer. Okay?
Come on now.
So,
woo!
All right.
Y'all better get excited about that one. Yeah, that's awesome. Wow.
So, you know, Kevin, I mean, it's crazy, you know, the way that this company has thought through everything. And I know that the rider themselves will be given incentives to to share information with other people in their community. I know some of my partners are doing fundraisers with church, faith-based organizations, and individuals with frat and fraternities. So they have a continuing fundraiser because just what? They just took a ride.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
And they're getting paid for taking a ride. All right.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I mean, it goes on and on and on different levels on that. But, you know, basically, we're excited to be able to share this to the community simply because it's giving them a chance for one business ownership.
Okay? I love it.
And every time you can have business ownership, you feel empowered, you know, and that's what we need to gain back in our community. We need to feel empowered. And this is an opportunity for us to do so because it has no barriers at this point. You know, we don't say that, you know, because you're 5'2", you can't make it over here, and because you're 6'10", you can't make it over there. So the barrier has been removed. The excitement is in the air. We've got business partners all across the country. Ronnie and Al Powell are some of my top business leaders. We've got Bishop Stewart, and we have right here in the Atlanta area Lady Patterson and Greg Patterson, along with Damon Amin. So we're all working together to get this information out, and we don't want people to sit back and say, well, let me see, because like I said before, let me make this very clear, that we're in a soft launch right now. We will be launching our first car on the road around the 15th of June. That's why this call right now that you have allowed me to have, Kevin, is so perfectly placed. So we're doing things in this nature, and we're making sure that the word is out. And more so than that, Kevin, we want it out correctly. We don't want any hidden agendas. We want to be completely transparent with all our information, and we're extremely excited about that. I am also working in the Chicago area with my team leaders, Ms. April Emery and Ms. Yvette Neal and Yura Wilford, and we are going to be hosting a live presentation. We're going to be hosting next Saturday, which will be the 11th of May at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Lighthouse Evangelistic Church at 10818 South Michigan. And so we welcome anyone in the Chicago vicinity. And when I say vicinity, we've got people coming in from Milwaukee. Yeah. We got people coming in from Minnesota. So, you know, in Indianapolis, the Indiana area. So you guys come out and get the information and don't just sit back. Because I'm going to tell you one thing, Kevin. I didn't get the call for Yahoo. Okay.
Exactly.
And I didn't get the call from Microsoft either. Right.
Or
and
Uber. Or Uber for Lyft.
Or Uber. Or Lyft. Okay.
Or Lyft.
But you know what? I got this call, Kevin. I got this
you
call.
You got that right.
And I'm and I'm paying attention and I'm telling everybody about it. Now, you know, don't sit back and say I'm waiting because that's the kiss of death. All right,
that's
you got
right.
a window
right.
of time with a lot of opportunities that you take a look at, and what I want to make so clear is that this is not if it's going to happen. I have already explained to you the other two companies that are billion-dollar companies within 12 years that have already going public or will go public this summer. So, you know, there's a sense of urgency. And if you have that sense of urgency about you, your life, your family, and your community, then you want to step up. You want to step up. And I'm going to say it again. You want to step up and take a serious look at what's going on here. Because, as I say, there's only a window of time in certain situations, like that cell phone that went to from a flip phone to a beeper, all right? So you want to take advantage of the opportunity that you see before you and what I am sharing with you this evening, simply because it is that window of time. The curtain has been pulled back. The information is out there, and we're ready to roll with this thing. And like my mentor always says, I'd rather run with one than drag a thousand. So if you're that one, you better make that move.
I love it. I love it, Deborah. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the awesome voice of Deborah J. Emery, ladies and gentlemen, brand ambassador for Trip Rides. That's spelled T-R-Y-P, rides.com. Guys, this is powerful. Deborah is doing a deep down, what I call a pre-launch, if you will, for all the information you need to have. And I tell you, you need to get excited, guys. You got to get excited. You know, also, too, I see our young people should be getting fired up out there, Deborah, shouldn't they? 18 and older. I guess you have to be at least 18, right? Is that right? 18
yes,
older.
Yes, you do. Yeah. Yes, you do. And I'm glad you brought that up, Kevin. There's a video on site. You can go to TripVision, TripVision.com, and my website there will give you a short video. But you're saying young individuals, 18 and plus. Here's perfect example. You've got an 18-year-old, and, you know, they're in school because, you know, we need that education.
Right. That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
We're not taking you out of that genre. But while you've got some time during the summer or where you, you know, where you're working in between jobs or your classes aren't as packed as you need them, you definitely need to be working for yourself because, there again, you're going to get 100% of the tip, wait, and cancellation fee. Now, here's another clue because we've got some 18-year-olds out there that just are sharp as nails.
Absolutely.
With a particular point in our program, if you are incapacitated and say you cannot be a driver for whatever reason, all right, then this particular app will allow you to have two other drivers on that app. So you can start your own little mini ride share company.
Now,
and that's awesome because you still are going to gain stock with them driving and you in school, all right?
Amen.
You know, and another real point I'd like to make out is because our veterans have given so much
for us
and our country.
Oh, yeah. Let's
and
take a pause for the cause right there.
Because of some of the things you're hearing in the news and some of the things that they're going through after coming back home, after serving their country, our company is allowing them to come aboard and at a certain point in time when they come aboard as a business owner, and that's a driver influencer, once they meet their commitments in a certain area, our company is giving them back their initial entry fee, okay?
Just because...
They have honored our country and been able to sacrifice not only themselves and their families, their family, because when a service person goes overseas and or enters the service, then their family is in that whole mix as well, okay?
That's right.
We feel that it should be a point where they need to have been given back some of that that they have given up to us. So we're just excited that they've looked at every corner, Kevin.
They've done their homework. Yeah,
and
that's wonderful, Deborah.
They've done
their
homework and they plugged those holes.
I love it. I love it. That's wonderful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us across the planet, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Mr. DeBoer J. Emery, brand ambassador for Trip Rise. I want you guys to blow that website up, get information as TRYTRides.com. Ladies and gentlemen, you can get that information. I want you guys to do your research, read up on it, contact DeBoer, of course, ladies and gentlemen, as well. And also, we want you guys to share that information out to everybody you know as well, so you can be a part of the growth that's happening. Wow, that's incredible, DeBoer, what's going on. And you guys are what we call a game changer. I'm sure y'all use
we
that
are.
One too. Y'all changing the game.
Yes,
I love
yes,
Hallelujah.
We are. That's why we say we're disrupting the disruptors, because in 2009, Uber came along and disrupted the cab industry.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm hearing information out of Las Vegas now. Their whole cab industry is down because more people are using Uber and Lyft and things of that nature now, that the cab industry is just, you know, it's just being resolved. So, you know, we want to be very, very clear that we are not pushing anyone out the way, because, I mean, if you look at most Uber and Lyft drivers, they got the same decal for each company on one car, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
And see what? Well, here's another point I want to make clear. Like, if you're in any given shopping center, and you want to take one of the rideshare companies, you'll pull up your app on your phone and you'll see Uber and you'll see how much they're charging to go where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then you
said,
no. And then you pull up your Lyft app and you'll see, how much they charge you want to go. But you know what? When you finally decide on which one you want, you're going to get that same driver, because he's sitting right there in that parking lot.
Exactly.
Okay?
Good point.
So,
good point.
You know, there's no brand loyalty even with the drivers that are out here, because they just need to be riding. And this is a very big point I want to make. At a point in time, since if you're a driver and you want to make the money, of course you're going to be out there because that's your livelihood.
Right.
That Trip is going to cut off the driver membership at a point in time, because we don't want any one city oversaturated with drivers just sitting.
Right.
Because I understand some of these drivers now are just hanging around the corner till you call them, or they stay in somewhere, and you know that somebody else is getting in a ride going two blocks, and then they got one that's going to half a block. You know, that's nonsense. That's just crazy to me.
Right,
so what
they're
going to do is monitor the areas very closely for ridership as proportionate to drivers, and at any one time the driver membership can be cut off, because they want the drivers that are already out there, have that app, they want them to be working as much as they want to work.
That's good. That's
so
very
that makes
important.
Perfect
sense.
Yeah, it's
very
important.
That's very important, because you could be out of business in a year or two easy with that problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like I said, these young entrepreneurs, the gentleman that actually was the brain power behind this company was Mr. Robert McNulty, and he sold Shopping.com to Compaq for something like $3 billion. I mean, it's just a crazy amount of money. But he's done his homework. He's done his homework, and he's put some young minds, and we've got some tech guys that – one guy put a penny on the moon. That's how technically savvy they are, you know?
I love it. I love it. It's all about DeBoer. That's what it's all about. Yeah, it's great.
Yes.
It's awesome. It is awesome. These guys are amazing, and it's just about doing the right thing for people, helping people, serving people. You guys are doing all that, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, you're on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn and DeBoer J. Emery, ladies and gentlemen, our special power guest today, brand ambassador for Trip Rides. Make sure you guys get the spelling. TRYPRides.com. And DeBoer, I tell you, you've been drilling down to this awesome industry. I love it. What a great concept. Great concept.
Yeah, I was actually foreign to the whole idea, when I first came upon it, because my mother told me not to get in the car with a stranger.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, and you certainly don't take a ride with them, all right?
Nope,
but you know, you gotta change your paradigm nowadays. You gotta change your paradigm, you know.
Absolutely.
And you know, for your listening audience, if they wanna see a little 2-minute video on our whole process, they can go to Trip Vision. tripvision.com, and this will allow them to run a little two-minute video. We also, Kevin, if I may, I've got a detail. I have a detailed webinar that will be coming up at 8 o'clock at the top of the hour. They can just sign in to zoom.com, and then you'll need a ID code to come into the room, and I can give that ID code to you.
Please.
And that number would be 831-437-740. Let me repeat that. Sign in to zoom.com. It will ask you to join meeting. And when you join meeting, it will ask you for a code. And that code again is 831-437-740. And if you just put in the chat box that you were invited by MLT Radio, and I can definitely give Von the kudos for, because Kevin has just been a jewel. I mean, I met him there again. We know a spirit, we know the heart. Kevin, we met at a networking a power seminar, and we just kind of hit it right off. And he's just been a gracious person, staying in contact with me. And I'm loving the concept that he's allowing us to have a voice over this platform. And here again, you know, this is the internet. Who knew, you know, 15 or 20 years ago that we could do this, and I could be sitting from the comfort of my living room swinging my feet on a Sunday afternoon.
Absolutely. Isn't that wonderful? I love it. I love it, ladies and gentlemen. I love
it.
That is powerful. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the beautiful voice of Deborah Emery, ladies and gentlemen, brand ambassador for Trip Rides. For those who are just joining us, TRYPRides.com. She has an awesome webinar coming up, ladies and gentlemen, real soon here at the 8 o'clock hour. This is Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And she just gave out that information. We'll do that again real quickly as well for those who are joining us. But I want you guys to push that out there as well. I love it, Deborah. Wow, incredible. And also, too, I found and out there, I'm not going to play it today, but there is a YouTube video out there on Trip. So I thought that was really good, about 7 minutes. It was really good. And we'll play that maybe next around. It's really good. Kind of give people an overview as well. So you can type in on YouTube, ladies and gentlemen, you can type in TRYP Rides, and there's a YouTube video on Trip Rides as well. I'll give you an overview.
Exactly. Thank you for mentioning that.
Oh, absolutely. That's very powerful. So really excited about that. Well, that's great. But Deborah, we know you got a webinar coming up, so we want to give you some time for that. But let's talk about some takeaways and what you want people to do. We got that website out. Let's talk about that webinar again, though. Let's tell people about that webinar again real quick.
Definitely, definitely. It's going to be on the Zoom platform, so whether or not you have your phones or whether or not you have your PCs available to you, or whatever platform there is, you can go to zoom.com. If you need to download that to your particular device, please do that. After that, it will ask you to join meeting. Once you select the join meeting, it will ask you for a meeting code. That meeting code, again, will be 831-437-740. That's 831-437-740. And that will let you in for the moderator. They usually start that platform right at about 802, 803. They're in California and they got some things going. But that's an open forum, and you can go into the chat box. So I do want you to go to the chat box so I can monitor that for you. And then you can put in guest member from MLT Radio promo, Mr. Kevin Vaughn, and you can put your cell number. That's a private chat box, so I'll be able to grab that from there and be able to give you a personal contact and a shout-out. So that I do want to encourage you to do that. Also, for our members that are in the Chicago metro area and or Milwaukee or Indianapolis area, we will be live. And what we're going to be doing there is a $1 million mindset presentation through business ownership. And that will be held this coming Saturday. That will be the 11th of May. The time is going to be 2 in the afternoon, Central Standard Time, and the location is going to be at the Lighthouse Evangelistic Church. Now, that is located at 10818 South Michigan, Chicago, Illinois. And you can also RSVP by May the 8th to 678-894-1852. That's 678-894-1852. 1852, and you can leave a message there, and your call will be returned. So we're really excited because, Kevin, we want to stress this is business ownership.
Yes, it is.
And we want to stress the fact that, you know, Trip is actually a software company that is being powered. Now, here's a new term. I had to learn it, so I'm going to throw it out here to all the old school people like me. It's called SaaS technology. It's spelled SaaS, and that means software as a service, SaaS technology.
That's pretty good.
Now, if you look at the fact that we just talked about Uber going, getting ready to go public at $121 billion, Lyft already went for something like $24.5 billion, and neither company own one car.
That's right.
Right?
That's exactly
they
right.
They don't own any cars.
Right. They leverage others. That's right.
They leverage other people.
Instead
of you being leveraged, you can leverage.
That's right. That's right. I love it, Deborah. That's a key. That's key right there, what you just said, isn't it? Hope you all paying attention
key.
On that one.
Yeah, yes, it is key. So, you know, we got to pay attention to the details. I was always taught, you know, the fortune's in the follow-up. Follow up on what you're going to say you're going to do.
Yes, it is.
Kevin,
right.
you talked about what the takeaway is. My takeaway at this particular point for your audience is to be open-minded, number one, because a parachute only works when it's open, number one, okay? So we want to take a look at the details. You definitely want to do your homework, and you definitely want to find out about the facts. But once you have the details and have the facts, and those will be presented this evening at 8, then you definitely may need to move forward and make a decision because not making a decision is a decision, all right? So you want to make a decision. You don't want to waste time. You want to jump right in, and you want to be sincere about it, okay? Because we always talk about having commitment. You got to have commitment. You got to stay in contact. You got to be in communication, and you got to be consistent with what you do. All right, these are some applied principles. Consistency over applied period of time brings about results. But the best part of this particular project is you know what the results are going to be because we're already talking billions of dollars. We're already talking billions of dollars. So the business model has been proven. The dollars are already on the table. All we're doing is building a better mousetrap. So what could get better than that, Kevin?
I love it. I love it. Wonderful, wonderful, Deborah. What a great drill down of Trip Rise, ladies and gentlemen. TRYP Rise.com. Wow, I love it.
Right, right.
Powerful, powerful.
Well, they definitely
also,
let me share this with them. One thing, Kevin, is they go to that tripvision.com, all right, and they put in their information, I can send them a link that will give them 250 ride points today. So without you putting a penny on the table, without you, you know, trying to figure out if this is real or Memorex, let me do something for you. Let me give you what I know to be true, and I can give you 250 free ride points today just by doing that.
Wow. That's powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, that is powerful. We got to give Deborah a hand for that. Deborah Emery, ladies and gentlemen, on Power Connection. She's our power player today. No doubt about it. She just gave you some great information, too. I love it. Well, good. Well, Deborah, we're going to be pushing this out on the network all week and making sure people listen to this broadcast over and over again and share it out. So I can't wait to push that out there as well. Well, that's great. But Deborah, I tell you, I know your time's coming out. I didn't want to hold you too long so you can get ready for your next webinar coming up, the next webinar coming up. So we thank you so much for your time today. And I tell you, I'm excited. And, of course, don't let this be your last time. We're going to be keeping in touch with you about what's going on with Trip. I love it.
I know. And I'm excited to share it with you, Dr. Kevin Vaughn.
I love it. God
MLT Network Radio. You have been the most gracious host ever. And kudos go out to you. Peace and blessings to you and all your audience and listeners from afar. I thank you so very much for giving me this open forum to express what I feel to be the next golden egg. So let's make it happen. And let's do for ourselves, our family, and our community. Thank you so much, Kevin. Peace and blessings.
Oh, thank you so much, Deborah Emery. You are awesome and amazing, as always. Thank you so much. Brand ambassador for Trip Rides, ladiesandgentlemen.com. She's our special power connector tonight. We're just excited, guys, about that. Hey, also, too, her webinar is coming up. She talked about tripvision.com, gave you that information as well. But, guys, you need to be a part of the growth, part of the vision, and part of your dreams as well, which is probably more important than anything else. Your vision is part of what they're all about at Trip, ladies and gentlemen. So make that happen and make it come alive in Jesus' name. Get to work, guys. Get to work. I love it. Wonderful. Hey, guys, we're going to be back with you in the future on Power Connections. Can't wait for you. But Deborah has some wonderful songs, so we're going to start off and leave you with one of these wonderful songs here, "The Closer to My Dreams," by one of the wonderful authors here. So we're going to leave you with that tonight as well. We want you guys to get closer and closer to your dreams. But guess what? You got to have the right vehicle, right? You got to have the best vehicle. You got to have vehicles like Trip Rides, ladies and gentlemen, TRYPRides.com, that will help you. And, of course, you can give Deborah a call as well on the network. You reach her at 678-258-5288, guys. That's 678-258-5288. Once again, 678-258-5288. That's where you can contact Miss Deborah J. Emery of Trip Rides, ladies and gentlemen. All right, hey, guys, we'll see you next time. Have a great rest of the evening. Have a great rest of the day as well, and the week coming up. We'll have a powerful and productive week. So we'll see you guys next time. This has been Power Connections with Deborah J. Emery and Kevin Vaughn. God bless you guys. We'll see you next time on the network. Bless you now.